Okay, this is Glenda Such from the Delaware Valley Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and we're having our monthly meeting on January 8th, 2022, first meeting of this year. And today we have a guest speaker, Jesse, and I cannot say your last name. So I'll let you do that when you, Sherrick? Okay. And to let people know that if you would like to join our group, you can write to us at hotmail.com. I just forgot what it was. And also, if you want to ask questions about joining our group. This year, dues are being actually given as a donation, and so there would not actually be dues this year, so if you joined. Okay, without saying anything more, I'd like to introduce Jesse from NFB Newsline, who's going to talk about their service, which can be reached in a lot of different ways. And I find it really helpful myself, and I know other people do too. So Jesse, take it away.
Well, Glenda, thank you for the opportunity to speak to your group. I will be covering the different ways that a person can access NFB Newsline in this presentation, but I will also, I want to cover really quickly just what I'll be talking about so that you have a sense of what to expect. So I'm going to talk about what NFB Newsline is, who qualifies for NFB Newsline, how you can sign up for NFB Newsline, the ways that you can access the information on NFB Newsline, the types of publications that are available on NFB Newsline. And I'll also kind of feel free to raise your hand if you have a question kind of along the way. I'd like, if possible, the questions to kind of be related to the current topic. And then if you have questions that weren't, if there's information that wasn't addressed throughout the presentation, if we could save those for the end of the presentation, that way it'll just help it to flow a little bit better. So what is NFB Newsline? NFB Newsline is an audio, text, and braille information source that has over 500 publications. And when I say audio, text, and braille, I'm essentially talking about the fact that for most people who are blind or have low vision or a print disability, you can't read a standard newspaper or magazine visually. So what NFB Newsline does is makes those information sources accessible through a variety of different access methods that we'll talk about. So it's a free service to subscribe. There's no cost. There's, as I mentioned, 500 different publications available, and I will later on go through some of those publications with you. And if you want, we can even demonstrate a couple of the different access methods so that you can hear what it sounds like to access NFB Newsline. So who qualifies? I kind of touched on this already, but it's if a person is blind, legally blind, you qualify. And one way of easily qualifying is if you are a subscriber to the National Library Service Talking Book Program, you automatically qualify, and you can ask the Pennsylvania Talking Book Library, or if you're in a different state, you can ask your Talking Book Library to register you for NFB Newsline. We partner with them, the National Library Service, and they're able to help us get people signed up. If you're low vision and so essentially you would need likely magnification, or you might not read very fast, you'd qualify for the service because it's a barrier to your ability to read print. If a person has a reading disability, or if they have a physical disability, for instance, if they aren't able to turn pages in a magazine or in a physical book, they would also qualify for NFB Newsline. And of course, this is inclusive, but people who are deafblind also would qualify. And the service can be quite helpful to people who are deafblind. because there is now a Braille access method. So you don't have to be able to listen to audio in order to be able to use NFB Newsline to read. So how can you register for service? I mentioned that you can contact your local talking book library, and that's one method of registering for service, but it's certainly not the only method. You can fill out an application online if you go to nfbnewsline.org. You can click on a link to fill out an online application. Again, that's N as in national, F as in federation, and B as in blind, newsline.org. You can request a paper application to be sent to you, and I'll give you the phone numbers to do that in a minute. Or you can call in to our hotline. We have a 866 number that you can call, and our team is happy to help you register for the service. Your information gets confidential. It's only used for the purposes of contacting you regarding Newsline. So, you know, if you share your email address, that email database is held, you know, in a confidential manner. And the only thing that we send out are occasional tips and tricks on how to do different things on NFB Newsline to provide, you know, more education about the service and to update you about what's new. So if you want to call and register for NFB Newsline, you can call 866. 866-504-7300. Again, that's 866-504-7300. Or you can call us. If you needed to get a hold of me directly, I'd be able to help you register as well. You're welcome to reach out to me. You can call me directly at 410-659-9314. And I'm at extension 2348. 410-659-9314. And it's extension 2348. And so if you have questions about NFB Newsline, you can reach out in either of those ways. You can reach out to me directly, or you can reach out through the 866 number and reach people on our team. And we're happy to help you with questions, help you figure out how to use the service, sign you up. We provide a lot of support. And you can also email, if you don't want to call directly, you can email NFB Newsline, all one word, at nfb.org. Again, that's NFB Newsline at nfb.org. So we talked a little bit about the different access methods. I'm sorry, we talked about how you can qualify, who qualifies, and how you can sign up. But how do you actually access the service? And I like to think of the service like this. I haven't had my lunch yet, so I'm thinking a lot about food. And I think about, you know, going to the grocery store and going grocery shopping. Not everybody likes the same thing at the grocery store. Some people like produce, fruit, vegetables, apples, oranges, and other people don't. They want to eat pasta, or they want to have a frozen pizza. Well, I think of accessing Newsline in a similar way, NFB Newsline in a similar way. Not all of us want to be able to use the phone, or not all of us can use an iOS device. We all have different skills, and we're all in different places on our journey with blindness or low vision. So the ways that you can access NFB Newsline, there is a phone system that you can access. And essentially, you can call an 800 number, or you can call a local number. And you're given that number when you subscribe to the service. So once you're signed up for the service, you'll get a 6-digit code it's sort of like a user identification code, and then a 4-digit security code, and that's sort of like a PIN. So, and the PIN will be a really familiar number to you. It'll be a number that you'll know, and it will be easy to remember. So sometimes the first time when you call in, you might have to enter that information, but if you provide us with your phone number that you'll be calling in from, you won't have to use that security code and that PIN. The system will recognize you from caller ID, and you'll be able to press 1 in order to connect to the service. So the phone is one method of accessing NFB Newsline, and it's a really easy service because it guides you all of the way to get to the information that you want. You know, it'll say press 1 for NFB Newsline news and training manual. It'll say 2 for your local channel, which has information up that's specific to Pennsylvania in your case. If you're living in Pennsylvania, if you're subscribing from a different state, it will have information about that state. And one thing to mention, Glenda, I don't know if you do this with your group, but you can request to have your announcements and information posted on that local channel. So your members you know, if they can't use the internet, they can use NFB Newsline to call in, listen to the local channel, and actually find out what the next meeting is going to be about or any other topics of interest that you happen to post. So it's way to kind of reach out to your members. And, you know, any agency or organization in Pennsylvania could post information on the local channel. You know, NFB Newsline isn't just for, you know, people that are a member of a consumer group. It's for anybody who's blind or has a print disability. And we want to make sure that, you know, if you have that print barrier, we don't want that to be a barrier based on your ability. But you can also, you know, if you don't want to call in and listen to NFB Newsline, you can access it through a website where you can sign in with your security code and your user identification number. You can use an iPhone app to access NFB Newsline. Right now, we don't currently have a Google Android app for NFB Newsline, but it's something that we're talking about developing. We've had a few requests for it, but really we need more feedback about if people want that. We haven't had a lot of requests for an Android app. So if it is something that you're interested in, and if that is a way you'd like to access NFB Newsline, please reach out with that feedback, because that will help us to get that going, and that'll help kind of speed the process of getting an Android app developed. So another way that you can use NFB Newsline is that you can use an Amazon device, like an Echo. I'm not going to say her name so I don't set off anybody's Amazon devices. A lot of us have one. But it's pretty easy to use NFB Newsline on an Amazon device. So the command is that we wanted to use Newsline or NFB Newsline is the phrase to trigger the app, but or the skill, but we found that didn't work so well. So we're using the words Now Federation. So you'll say, you'll ask your Amazon lady to open National Federation, and then to log into National Federation, and then to ask National Federation to read the New York Times or Consumer Reports or whatever you happen to want to read. So it's really an easy thing to do. Your device, once you're logged in, your device will recognize your account, and people love to access it through Amazon. And then you can also access it using a portable device. So if you own a Victor Reader Stream or a Victor Reader Trek, a talking book player, you can listen to NFB Newsline on that talking book player. If you have internet access, that is, you can download information for NFB Newsline onto a talking book player, like the talking book players you get from the National Library Service. And then you can also use NFB Newsline on certain Braille devices. So if you've ever heard of the, you know, a Humanware Chameleon or a Humanware Mantis Braille device, you can access NFB Newsline through that device. You can also access it on a Brilliant BI device too, which is another Humanware product. And we're looking at expanding the number of devices that can access NFB Newsline. Okay, so does anybody have any questions at this point about anything I've covered up until this point?
I just want to make clear for anybody that's listening, when you say people can use it on iOS devices, the app, that means people who have an iPad, which are several people on this call, that they could actually download the NFB Newsline app and then use it from their iPad?
Yes, thank you. You can download it, use it on an iPhone or an iPod Touch, if you happen to have an iPod Touch. Or now with the new Macintosh computers, those can run the newer ones, they're called M1s, can run apps, and therefore they're able to run the KNFB reader. One of the newer Macintosh computers can actually run the NFB Newsline app, mobile app. So that's going to be developed to a degree as well. So yeah, you have a lot of options for access methods for reading NFB Newsline. And thank you for clarifying that, Glenda. Appreciate that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we talked about, let's see. So I wanted to stop really quickly and talk for a minute about people who enjoy using Anna Newsline. I have a really good friend, his name's Dennis, and until Dennis was registered on NFB Newsline, before that point, he would get all of his news from the television news. And really, if you watch the local vision news, you know, there's a half hour to cover everything. So it's not a whole lot more than just headlines. So Dennis loves live music, and he wasn't able to find out about live music that was going on in his community. He loves jazz and he loves to go to concerts outside. So when Dennis signed up for NFB Newsline, he found out about concerts in the that are taking place outdoors near his museum. And it's a concert series. He didn't know anything about this until he started using NFB Newsline and reading his local newspaper. So, you know, it really, you know, if you have interests in any particular area, it really opens up the opportunity to access those interests. You can't always get the information you need through the radio or through the television. I think that's one reason the service is so important, so vital. Okay. So since you're in Pennsylvania, or most of you are in Pennsylvania, it's important for you to know that there are 25 Pennsylvania newspapers available on NFB Newsline. I was pretty shocked when I went through and counted them. I didn't realize Pennsylvania had so many newspapers that we provide through NFB Newsline. So in addition to those 25 newspapers, we also have the Pennsylvania Associated Press, which is national news that goes out across the country about Pennsylvania. So some of the newspapers are the Allentown Morning Call, Altoona Mirror, Beaver County Times, Bucks County Courier Times, Butler Eagle, Center Daily Times, and so on. I don't know the geography of Pennsylvania that well, so I don't know which newspaper necessarily closest to you, but
do you have the Philadelphia Inquirer?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer. Those are the two Philadelphia papers. Mm-hmm. We also have the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Pittsburgh Tribune Review, Times Tribune, I don't know where that is located. Is Wilkesburg anywhere near where you're at?
No, it's the other end of the state. I think the Intelligencer is on there, which is a couple of our people up in that part of Bucks County.
Yep, the Intelligencer is available. So there is a number of publications that are available that are going to be locally relevant to you and where you live. And of course, you know, New Jersey's not too far away, New York's not too far away. So there's a lot of, you know, newspapers throughout the Northeast that are going to be available and are going to have a lot of relevant news.
You can get the New York Times, the current New York Times as well?
Absolutely. That's considered one of our national newspapers, the New York Times. Mm-hmm. But we have, the daily New York Times, and we also have the New York Times online edition. So one of the things that we will cover are online sources that are available. So a person doesn't need to have internet access in order to access a lot of things that are online now. Okay, so.
I have a question. Yeah, Susan, are you saying that you could sign up to have the newspaper read to you every day, or is it that you call each day?
Yeah, you would call in anytime that you wanted to. You can call in.
But there's nothing that makes it automatic every day.
You can, that is a really good question. So one of the access methods is through the web, through the website, and you can sign up to have the newspaper emailed to you on a daily basis each day. So it'll show up in your email and you can go into your email and read the newspaper.
No, I'm talking about audio.
Okay. So do you have an Amazon device?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you can use your Amazon device and you can ask it, your Amazon device, to read the newspaper to you at any time, day or night.
Okay.
So
thank you.
It doesn't contact you, but you can just ask it to read you the New York Times or read the Philadelphia Inquirer at any time once you're signed up. That's a very good question.
Excuse me.
Nationally, there's quite a few.
Wait a minute, there's a question.
Available.
Jesse, there's
a
question.
Hi, this is Betty Harper. I was under the impression that the Philadelphia Inquirer was not accessible for some time because it was some kind of a glitch in the way the Inquirer sent out its daily. So is that fixed, or is that, you know, the last one I think was September 2020?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Betty. So from time to time, we receive our newspapers in several different ways. Sometimes we have the paper sent to us, and other times we're able to download it. We're able to, over the internet, grab the newspaper from the publisher. So from time to time, those methods break, or we have a problem with the newspaper. So we are aware of the issue with the Inquirer, and we are working with the Inquirer to get that issue resolved so that we can provide that news source for you, and so it's working as it should. The issue isn't necessarily on our end, but it's the issue is that we're not able to get the full newspaper from the publisher. So one way that that people can help is, if you do happen to know somebody who works for that newspaper, or you know somebody who knows somebody, if you can help us get connected with the newspaper, we're working with them. But sometimes if you have an inside source, that can really help us out to get the problem fixed faster. So we are working with them. And there's a number of papers across the country that are delivered in the same way, and we're having some issues with with those papers at the moment, but we are working hard to get those fixed. So I appreciate the question. Are there any other questions? Okay. So one thing that I was just mentioning that in addition to the state newspapers, we also have access to a handful of national newspapers where you can get nationwide and international information. So these are things like the National Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, and there's several other national newspapers available to you. So we also have international newspapers available on NFP Newsline from countries like Canada, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, India, and Japan. So a lot of people like to read those newspapers so that you can get more of a local flavor about what is happening in that particular country. It kind of it's a really inexpensive way of traveling. Okay. So we also have breaking news available on NFP Newsline, and you can think of breaking news as being like publications that aren't necessarily printed in paper. We make websites and web news sources available to people who want to access them. So, you know, say you can't use, you know, you don't know how to use a computer, or you don't have a tablet or an iPhone, but you can still call into NFP Newsline through the touch-tone telephone and listen to some of these news sources that are really only accessible to people who use a computer normally. So you can access things like the print version of National Public Radio, Fox News, publications like Apple Insider or PC World that are typically only available if you have computer access. And there's a number of other resources available to you depending on your interests. If you like, I don't know if people on the call like sports, but ESPN Online is available. Like I mentioned, New York Times Online, USA Today Online, a number of guideposts, number of different online publications. So, you know, just like there's newspapers in Pennsylvania, you can also access newspapers across the country. And a lot of people really like that opportunity because, you know, say you want to know what's, you know, you hear about something that's happening in another state. Like, you know, if you're curious about, you know, I grew up in North Dakota. I understand maybe there's somebody else from that region on the call or that joins your group from time to time. You know, say you wanted to read about what's going on in the community or what the weather's like, you can read the Fargo Forum, or you could go on the Minnesota side and you could read, you know, the Star Tribune and find out what's actually happening in that community. I like to use publications in other states. Like, for instance, I have family that live near Denver, Colorado. So if I'm considering going to Denver for a family trip, I might go ahead and read some restaurant reviews. Like I said, I like to eat. So if I'm planning a trip to Denver, I might, you know, read about restaurant reviews or read about upcoming calendar of events so that I can go to a concert, or maybe there's something going on at the Denver Art Museum, things like that. So it can be a really great way to get your information that wouldn't otherwise be easily accessible to you. Other people, you know, people also like to check out sports in other states. So I grew up in North Dakota, as I was saying, that the Bison football team is a really big popular thing in North Dakota. So I could read about, you know, Bison football or UND hockey. So it's something to keep in mind.
I have another question.
Yes, please.
This is Susan Halstrick. If I were listening to a newspaper on Alexa, and and there's a certain article that I'm interested in, could I have that printed? Can Alexa do anything to send it to the computer or the iPad or anything to print it out?
You know, what Alexa can do is if you have, I don't know, do you have an email address, Susan?
Do I have what?
Like, do you have email?
Yes.
Okay. So you can ask with any of the access methods, whether it's Alexa or the telephone, you can send your email of that article. I loved it to Cook. And so a lot of times I use it for the All Recipes website on Newsline. And if the Newsline, I'll go through All Recipes. And if I find a recipe I like, I want to save it. So I'll send it to, I'll have it send that email to me. And then I can either save it to my computer or print it out and access it later, like you were saying. So you can do that with Amazon Alexa.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, a pleasure.
Can we tantalize people with the newspapers, with the magazines you have?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of, you know, it's funny, I have this organized like it's organized on the phone. Mm-hmm. So maybe it seems a bit out of order. But I'm going to touch on just two things really quick, and then I'll talk about, you know, a couple of the magazines that we have available. So we have store circulars available from Target and Walmart that are localized to your zip code. So you can find out what's on sale and get coupons, get information about coupons and what's on sale at your local Target or Walmart. And then, like you were saying, we have magazines, and they're divided up into categories to make it easy. So, like, we have blindness-specific categories, which, like, you could find information for Access World or the Braille Monitor, the ACB Braille Forum in that area. There's a general entrance section. There's a fashion section. So if you want, you know, if you want to read like In Style magazine or GQ, or, you know, if you have somebody, if you're really into fashion or you have a family member who's really into fashion, you can read about that. There's a kids reading corner. So if you have children or young or grandchildren and you want to share information, or if you know somebody who's really young and is blind, they can access information in kids reading corner. Mm-hmm. So some other magazines that I didn't mention would be like Consumer Reports, I mentioned GQ, Better Homes and Gardens. And then, like I had mentioned too, All Recipes. So there's a lot of different magazines. There's, I want to say it's like 70 magazines or more available through NFB Newsline. There's a lot. AARP's on there, AARP Bulletin, Prevention. There's a lot of wellness magazines, lots and lots of Reader's Digest.
National Geographic.
Available on NFB Newsline. Mm. Yep, National Geographic.
Smithsonian, all that's on there.
Do you
there.
Have any others that you really like? Yes, Smithsonian.
I've got a whole list. I've got the things for the medical, the different medical things, the stuff about MIT, technical stuff. There's just, it covers everything. It's got really impressive.
What about niche magazines? This is Carla.
What about what?
Niche magazines like Outdoor Life or a knitting magazine or whatever, needlework.
You know, we don't necessarily have those magazines currently, but we're always looking for feedback about things that we should try to add to NFB Newsline. So I could definitely take those suggestions down, because we want to have something that's available for everybody. We want to make sure that, you know, if you're interested in knitting and you don't have a way to access that information, we want to make sure that you can access the information. So those are great suggestions. take a quick note. Okay. Are you interested in a demonstration of either the phone access method or the iPhone access
method? I am.
Could
you go through the steps of calling into the Buck County Courier paper? You had mentioned it as one of the available newspapers.
Yeah. So the steps for calling into that paper, and we could actually go through and do it, and I could find it for you. But essentially, if you have, there's an 800 number that you can call that you'll receive when you sign up for NFB Newsline. And then there's also going to be a phone number that would be local to you if you're in a really populated area. So there, you know, there's going to be one option that will work for you in terms of phone number. So essentially, you'll dial that phone number, and then when you call in, it'll ask you to press, like, if you provide your phone number when you register for NFB Newsline, it'll ask you to push 1 to log into the system. So, and the reason that is because, you know, maybe there's a household that has a husband and wife or two family members who are both qualified for NFB Newsline. So you can each have your own individual account. And then if you call, you can also call in from, like, say, a hotel room, you know, if you're on the go. And in that case, you need to enter your 6-digit numbered code and then your security code.
Can we go through the steps of actually doing it for John?
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
I think I have the 800 number. But I don't remember any 6-digiter PIN.
100. Excuse me. This is Betty Homer.
I'd like to know,
Jesse, if there's a somewhere there's a on the website for NFB or Newsline, are there different sets of instructions for how to access different devices?
Yes. If you go to nfbnewsline.org, there's instructions for how to access the different methods. And then if you call in with the telephone, there's actually an access method right on the telephone. So I'm going to go ahead and call in like you were asking. And I might have to pause it or stop in order to kind of give you more information, because it's hard when the phone is talking and I'm talking. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. So I have it on my phone here. I'm just going to call NFB Newsline.
I'm not hearing anything.
Me either.
None of us are.
None of us. Nope.
Jesse, we're not hearing you.
I think they disappeared.
Oh, dear.
We'll find out in a second. Perhaps he disconnected himself.
Oh.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. We'll give him a second.
Well, if he comes back, I can just ask him to list the steps right there.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I guess he's listening to the Buck County Courier News.
Maybe he could tell us what's going on.
Yeah. If he can, I gotta be a bit.
You know, let me see if I can quickly get my other phone while he's doing that. See if I can fill in the gap.
Hi there.
There he is.
I got disconnected when I tried to call. I'm on my iPad with Zoom called in, but when I tried to physically call into NFB Newsline, it disconnected me.
You can just list the steps, please.
Okay. So the steps are this. If you call into NFB Newsline, you'll press 1. If you have your current phone number on file, you press 1 to log in. And then for local newspapers, I believe you press the number 3 to hear the list of your local newspapers. And so when you hear it'll read each newspaper and it'll give you a number to press that's associated with that newspaper. Like, so let's just say, for instance, it was number 5. You'd press number 5. And then it would tell you for today's issue of that newspaper, press 1. For yesterday's issue of that newspaper, press 2. Or for the major issue, which is usually the Sunday version of that newspaper, press 3. So if you wanted to hear today's newspaper, you press 1. And then what it'll tell you is it'll give you different categories that newspaper is divided into. So things like business, news, local news, sports, obituaries, and each of those will be associated with numbers you press on your phone. So usually they start with 10 and they go up from there. So it'll say, for business, press 14, for obituaries, press 15. So you press, say, 14 for business, and then it would tell you, it would start reading the articles to you. And what is really neat about it is when you're reading an article, you can skip either to the next article or you can skip to the next sentence. And the way that you would do that is if you think of the right side of your keypad, the 3, the 6, the 9 keys, those all move forward in some way. The 4, the 7 move backwards. So if you wanted to move to the next article, you press the three key. And then if you wanted to skip to the next article again, you press the 3 key. So you can skip through the articles that way. If you want to go backwards to the list of sections of your newspaper, you can press the star key and that will take you backwards. It's kind of like a back button. And there's some other commands that are available. One thing that I could do, if this would be helpful to all of you, is I could email, Glenda, would it be helpful to email like the user guide? It's called the how-to booklet.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's in a Word document. So I can email you the how-to booklet. I can do this on Monday. The how-to booklet and then the guide for how to use an Amazon device. Our iPhone and iPad access method is newer, so we don't have up-to-date instructions, but that's one of the things that's in the works on how to use it with an iPad or an iPhone. But I can email you those two resources electronically, and then if you could pass those on to this list of people, that would be great. And then you can I'll also have my email signature in there so that if they want to reach out to me directly, I can provide, other contact methods. And that way you can sign up if you want to or learn about more about how to use the service.
That's great.
But the easiest way to learn about it too is if you are planning to call in using the telephone method, when you call in and you press 1 for your, it'll say your name, you press 1. And then if you press 1 again, out of the list of choices, it'll give you the option of a tutorial. And it's read by a person in our office. So it's read by a human, and you can listen to how to access NFB Newsline on the phone. So it'll guide you through the different steps too. So it's
Jesse, we have a raised hand.
Oh yes, please.
Barbara. Barbara.
Oh yes, hi. This is Barbara. I had to unmute myself. Thank you so much for your time today, Jesse. And I would like to say yes to the Android app, please. There's a lot of people who cannot afford iPhones. And so that would be really great if you could roll that out. My question, another one, pertains to the Wall Street Journal. At one point, I mean, I am signed up for the Newsline and stuff. And I would like to use it like on my phone or on a tablet and have it in like a lot larger print than, you know, normal, and like do what's called word wrap, so I don't have to pan over, which is really not efficient in my book. So how it is, the last time I checked, was that the Wall Street Journal appeared to me in one long paragraph, like there was no space, no paragraph breaks, if you know what I mean. And
really,
the whole article, and it just kept going on and on. And it's very visually to try to sort that out with your eyesight, which is kind of already compromised. And so I was wondering if that kind of thing has been addressed. And then also I'm wondering if there are plans in the future for a real-time environment where one could read public comments that are embedded in the articles at the bottom. Because that's part of being
really
a community.
And
it's kind of static the way it is. You know, you get the article, but then you don't get the rest of the feedback, because that's where I learn a lot, believe it or not. But thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So regarding the Wall Street Journal, I'll provide that feedback. And if you're noticing things like that, please bring it to our attention. I'm new to the NSD Newsline team. I've been in my position since November. So I haven't heard that complaint before about the Wall Street Journal. But I think that, I mean, we sometimes it's a matter of changing the way that the information is handled. So sometimes it's a programming issue and we need to have a programming change made. Or, you know, there's certain publications that we get that we actually have an employee who marks those publications up. So they're a magazine that we can't get in any other way. I don't think that's the case with the Wall Street Journal, but we actually have an employee who will go through and he will mark up the publications so that they can be read in an efficient way. And I'll write down your suggestion about changing the font size. I think that sounds like it would be very important to be able to read the font size if you are using print, if you're reading print in order with your eyes to be able to read it. It makes sense that it would need to be enlarged, or you'd have the option to enlarge the print, and that it would need to, the word wrapping would need to work properly. That makes
and having it be having it bold would be nice too.
Yes, Arial, if you have a choice of the fonts, Ariel. And
sure.
Also, like they're doing a lot of dark mode these days with the apps, and that is kind of the reverse. Dark mode, well, things normally appear black text on a white background or light gray, but where the dark mode is like a white text or yellow, something like that, a lighter text color on a black background, very dark black. So that you know, a lot of people prefer that. And they just, you know, they've read visually all their lives, and it's quite different to try to convince people to do otherwise, including myself. So I guess I'm speaking for a lot of people here.
still on the phone.
And I do understand that. I grew up when I was younger being able to read some large print. And the only thing that made me change, besides my eyesight decreasing, is the fact that I couldn't read nearly as fast as I was able to listen. So that was a motivator for me. But I do understand a lot of people still want to be able to have that visual access, and that there are specific things that you need in order to be able to access print visually. Like you said, large, bold font, being able to choose your size, having access to the correct color combinations to reduce glare. Yeah, I do.
Exactly.
I do understand what you're requesting.
Yes, spot on there, Jesse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I do understand exactly what you're requesting. And
I did bring it to the attention of the NFB Newsline department about the Wall Street Journal. And they said they would look into it. And I'm hoping that, you know, maybe it's been fixed since then, or, I mean, I honestly haven't been back on it for 2 years, because what's the point, you know, in that current state that it was in.
Right. Well, it is good to check back to make sure it's been corrected. And, you know, it's a matter, a lot of times, I think that this goes in our society in general. I don't think it's unique to NFB Newsline, but when we receive more feedback about something, you know, it gets prioritized faster if a person brings up the issue again. You know, because if we're not hearing that it's a problem, it might not be at the top of our radar, because there are always things that are going wrong. So I appreciate that you're bringing that up, and we are implementing some things that will help issues from falling through the cracks. You know, now we have a ticketing system, so if you do send an email, you know, that complaint or that issue that popped up will be resolved. You know, there's
Jesse?
It keeps it current until it's been resolved. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Jesse, we're now coming up on 2 o'clock. And I wanted to give you like 15 more minutes. And I think somebody's had their hand up, but I can't tell who it is. So we should take that question first. And then if you could, you know, wrap up and with things you think you still would like to say, and then take some questions, would that be possible in 15 minutes?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I'm happy to do whatever you want.
Right. Has somebody had their hand up? Nope, that was just Barbara's hand still up.
No, okay. No, I can't. I just brought it down. Elizabeth okay. has a raised hand.
Okay, Elizabeth? Betty?
I thought I took it down. Sorry, my question was answered.
Oh, okay.
Could you say how to find a newspaper? If I wanted to search for a newspaper, how do I search for a newspaper like news about the Netherlands?
Yeah, I don't know that we have a Netherlands newspaper, but you could. Yeah. There is a way with a touch-tone phone. That brings me to a couple of areas that I did want to cover. Yeah. So there okay. is a search feature that's built into the phone access method, and it is a little bit more advanced, but you have the option of performing a search for a keyword that's of interest to you. So you can use your touch-tone phone to enter letters into a search box, and then that box will be saved, or that search will be saved. So you can physically search for a particular word in one publication, or you could search across NFB Newsline for a particular term, and it'll provide every instance of that term. So it essentially would give you access to every news article that contains that term, and it'll let you skip through those news articles in order. So if it's a really popular term, you might get, you know, 4,000 results. You know, if it's a more specific term, you know, you might get, you know, 5 or 10 results, but you do have that option. And that's a very good question.
How do I search for the New York Times?
So you wouldn't actually need to search for the New York Times. If you press, so when you access the system, you'll be presented with choices. And so one of those choices is newspapers in other states. And so the New York Times would be under that category. So you press the number 5 for newspapers in other states. Mm. And then one of the choices will be national newspapers. So you'd press the appropriate number for the national newspapers. And I don't remember quite what that is off the top of my head. And then you'll hear choices like the AARP, Wall Street Journal. I'm sorry, not AARP, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, USA Today. And then you push the corresponding key for New York Times. And then it'll ask you if you want to read today's issue or yesterday's issue or the Sunday issue.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Could we quickly just talk about that you have a TV listings also on there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, there are a couple of other features where we have a TV listings and we have a jobs listing available. So for the television listings, you push the corresponding number, I believe it's 8 for the television listings. And then the first time you do it, it's going to ask you for some more information because it's very specific to where you live and your television provider. So you have to enter your zip code. And then based on your zip code, the system knows what television access methods are available to you, like things like over-the-air television, or if you have Cable One or Comcast, it'll give you those options. So you'll push, say you have Comcast, it might say press the number 3. So you push the number 3, and then it'll start to read the television listings, and it starts kind of at the beginning of the list of television listings, and you're able to skip ahead, or you can go directly to your favorite channel and find out what's available on your favorite channel. And then it'll give you a description of the programming that's on, if it has audio description, closed captioning. It's really a great resource. And you can save your favorite channels to a favorites list so that you don't have to go through those steps. You can just go through your favorite programming. And that goes across the board, not just with television listings, but you can save your favorite magazines or newspapers to a favorites list, so that you don't have to go through the process of looking for that specific magazine. Another thing that I'd like to talk about really quickly are the job listings. So, you know, if you are looking for employment, there's job listings from USA Jobs. And then there's another job source that I'm not remembering off the top of my head. But, you know, there's close to 100,000 jobs across the country available through NFB Newsline, and you can tailor it to your interests to find out about what jobs are available in your community. Are there other questions, or would you like me to talk a little bit about the advanced features that are available through NFB Newsline?
Anybody have any more questions? Okay. I'm going to ask you to do that as a wrap up.
Okay, so there are some advanced features on NFB Newsline. You can change the voice. So there are a couple of human-sounding voices available, and if a person is, you know, a JAWS user, if you do like to listen to synthetic speech, there's the JAWS Eloquence voice as well that people are very familiar with. You can change the speed of the voice, and you can slow it down, so you have a lot of control, and you can save. Like I mentioned, you can email articles to yourself, but you can also create your own custom newspaper. It's called My Newspaper. So essentially, if you wanted to read the business section of the New York Times and you wanted to read, you know, the sports in USA Today, you could create your own custom newspaper that would contain magazines, newspapers, and breaking news sources. And that would all be compiled into your own custom newspaper each day. So that's kind of what I wanted to cover. If you want to reach out to me directly, please feel free to reach out at any time. My email address is jshirek@nfb.org. And then you, as I mentioned earlier, you can feel free to call me directly at 410-659. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I'll put it
before
in,
you do the phone number. Before you do the phone number, would you phonetically spell out your email address?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. So my email address is J is in Jesse, S is in Sam, H is in Henry, I is in is, R is in Rick, E is in Eric, K is in Kevin. It's the first letter of my first name, and then my last name, Sherrick. And that's at N is in National, F is in Federation, and B is in blind.org.
Thank you. Now, could you do your phone number again? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sure, of course. And I'll do it a little slower. It's 410-659-9314, and it's extension 2348. And I'll also, you know, please feel free to share the email that I send you that will have some additional information in it. And it'll have my signature at the bottom of the email message, which contains my phone number with direct line and email address as well. So I just want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to your group. And if you do have questions, please reach out at any time. And if you have suggestions or if you're running into problems, please reach out. You know, we want the service to be the best that it can be for everybody who qualifies for the service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right. I'd like to thank you very much for the wonderful presentation, thorough, and it sounds like you could speak about this topic for another 2 hours. I know you have a lot of offerings. And as I'm closing this recording, of this meeting, I want to just ask if you are allowing us to put it up on the network for other people to listen to this, Jesse. Would that be possible?
Yes, please. Please do. Let other people hear the presentation and give people an opportunity to learn from it. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In closing, this is the Delaware Valley Council of Citizens with Low Vision, and our way to contact us is lowvisionnow@hotmail.com. And we hope you enjoyed this presentation, and thank you very much.
This was really
thank you, Glenda.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenda.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Glenda.
Good.
No.
No.
Thanks.
Great meeting. I'm sure I'll be talking to you with lots of questions, Glenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. Hi,
nine.
Jerry. Hi there. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm available for the next 2 hours for more.
I'm looking forward to the next meeting.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Glenda, did I understand that this is all through your iPhone or Alexa?
It's also your iPad. It's
or your
also
iPad.
Well, you could call on your phone as well.
Right,
we
but
can
I'm
use
saying
a computer.
It's all the iPhone, all the Apple.
No.
Okay. But you can call
it's,
in.
But it's not Android, but it is like your landline. You can call in through your landline, your home phone.
Right.
And you could do through the computer, or you could do through I think that's about it. Yeah, through Alexa, like you said.
But it's not that they, of course, for current newspapers, you would want it right away, but they don't actually mail you anything the way the other library does.
No, you have to initiate. If you just go to your thing and ask for the current paper, it will give you the today's paper.
I know that. I'm saying, do they offer anything that they send to you?
No. They do have an email option, but I don't know more about that. So you might want to write to him.
That would still be on your Apple devices. Glenda? I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Glenda?
Yeah.
How do you get the app to put on your iPad?
You go to the App Store. You ask. You look for NFB Newsline. N is in Nancy, F is in Frank, B is in Blind, Newsline.
Newsline.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll send you a link to it.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is Karen. I have a question.
Well, yes, Karen. You still have time. I'm for it.
Karen?
Okay, I was talking. I heard Betty asked about the Betty asked about the Philadelphia papers, and I walked away from my phone. What did he say about them? Which is so unfortunate.
Yeah, he said that there have been some glitches, but they've been working on them. So I think if we just try it and see if you can get to it.
It's been like 2 years. I mean, since I've been It's been like 3 years since I've been really trying to activate, I've been a member for years and years, but it's been like 3 years since I've been really trying to use it more often. And I just find like there's something else needs to be done, like whatever they're quote unquote working on. I just think it's unfortunate. It's just so unfair, It's not right that we don't have our papers in this town. It's not right. And I hear the same thing. There's glitches and they're working on it.
I'm looking right now to see if it works. Wait a second.
Glenda?
Yes.
He said he had...
Wait 1 second.
Help, yeah.
Give me 1 second to look, see if it's under my favorites. Well, I don't have it in my favorites. I have Philadelphia Online. Well, let's see if I can get to page 2. There goes page 1, page 2. It gets all publications. Somebody's in it. Wow, there's a ton of them. I'm going down. I'm going like thousands of down to C, and I've gone like 20 pages already. I'm down to F. I'm getting closer. I'm into L. And N. Pittsburgh. No, it doesn't list them. So I guess they have not fixed it yet.
I don't even think they're working on it. That's just my opinion.
Which one are you saying, Glenda, does not show up?
I'm looking at all their publications. I'm not seeing it.
Seeing which one?
Philadelphia Inquirer.
Oh, yeah. That needs to be worked on.
They have Philadelphia Online. Let me see what that is.
All the Inquirer.
Yeah.
All right. You're not working on it.
But there is Philadelphia Online, Karen.
I think that's behind. The last time I checked, it was 8 months behind. It fell offline as well.
Current issue. Oh, yeah. It's like April.
Yeah, after April. Yeah. And I checked like in like November or something. Yeah, they're not. They're not. Just, I mean, I guess there was an issue. It's on their to-do list, but they're obviously not actively working on it.
Well, I think we need to write them and call them so that gets up on their list. We have his email.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why what I was, this is Barbara, that's what I was finding is I put in like three requests to work on that Wall Street Journal and still, you know, they do seem to have their favorite projects and, you know, they're adding other modes of access, but they need to shore up the lagging newspapers and access for those who would like larger print.
Yeah, I think we have an in by having our connection with Jesse now. Because he's
so you can read
higher
you can
up,
read
he's
stuff?
Higher up in that stuff.
Because aren't isn't this federally funded?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where they get their funding.
Or state, but governmental. So it should be, you know, like all the newspapers should be pretty much covered if they're covering like the New York Times, that you know, the Philly paper should certainly.
Oh, the
be.
List. I was on page 400 or no? I was on page 100 and something of newspapers. It just, let me see.
But they're all private enterprises in each state.
Well, so they have like the Buck County Courier, they have Buck County Courier Times, the Intelligencer, those are small papers. So.
But you're reading, you're not listening?
There are people who want to read it in large, there are people who want to read it in large print, and there are people who want to listen to it.
And if he has both, wow! I thought it was just listening.
Well,
no, they also have it braille. They have a braille display too, but it's all, you know, their forte is the audio.
Okay,
but that's all electronic, and if they have a database for both of those, it should be very easy to do it in large print.
True.
It's a different way of displaying it.
Well, you know, maybe that's one of the things we should push with them as our group, you know, as a push, but we have to remember that we're part of ACB, so I don't know how far we our pushing voice goes.
Glenda, he said,
this is Karen, can you explain that? I thought that all of these affiliate groups were just that. I thought they were their own groups in and of themselves, but they just, you know, want to be in partnership under a larger umbrella like the ACB. That this group and many others are not individual groups in and of themselves?
We are. We're an individual group, but we're still affiliated with our parent organization, which is how we spun off. We could easily break free from them if we needed to or felt like we wanted to. But we get the benefit
just a partner
of
with them, or are they are we just a partner with
we pay,
them, or they,
we pay them dues. We pay them dues.
For what? I mean, why?
For why?
I mean, is that they were in partnership with them, or they have governance over the affiliate?
They have no governance over us. Absolutely none.
Matter of fact, if we're paying to them, then they should be advocating for us, but that's not been forthcoming. And I think that they delegate that quite informally to CCLVI and the affiliated groups. So the assumption is that they are not going to be doing anything for low vision issues. And that's from working with them for 10, 15 years.
Right. We're bouncing around. I was trying to answer her question about where we stand as far as the group. And we say we're we're affiliated with ACB as well, because they have more political clout than we do, you know, as a small little group. But, you know, they have, like I said, no control of us. We have our own rules and bylaws and everything. It's not their bylaws, it's our bylaws. And we pay them dues. We pay them $15 a year for every person.
When there are dues required.
But there is another issue here. They are, NFB Newsline is another national, is under another national blindness organization, NFB. National Federation of the Blind, which is a wholly different institution.
Well, it's like Republicans and Democrats. It's like Republicans and Democrats, basically.
Right.
Let me answer the question about dues. For anybody that didn't know before, I had made a donation to the group for this year that I'm covering everybody's dues. So there are no dues owed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I donate to you?
You can donate to me if you want.
Okay.
But yeah, no. All right, I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay. Talk to you next month.
Yes.
One fast question. How do you get the app on the Alexa?
That I'm not familiar with. I'm not an Alexa user, but I can ask him to send directions on how to do that.
Okay. Yeah. But we have an Alexa, and I don't know how. I would like to use that.
All right, Bruce might be able to figure that out too, but I will see about getting instructions.
Yes. One last question.
Thank you very much.
As far as font size, you can change it on your iPad yourself.
Yeah. All right, let's all hang up so I can cut off this call.
Wait a minute, Glenda?
Yes?
He said he had information for us on Monday on directions or something. I don't know if you can forward that.
Yeah, I'm going to forward it to everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Great session, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Glenda. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.